And here we go.
That's a clip.
And here we are, another Waste of the Podcast, show number 66.
66.
The number of the beast.
Well, that's if you had one more six.
If we were a 600 away from being...
That's right. being the number of the beast.
The evilest show of all time. We were 600
that's
away.
That's right. And not the beast, like, from Beauty and the Beast, because he's not all that bad.
He looks mean.
He does. He is... Not bad.
Yes, whatever you just said. Over.
Oh no.
Over to my Kiwi says hi. Over to my
Kiwi.
Over to my left. The robotic and the very much live. My partner in crime, Mr. Adam. Adam, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I always stop.
Do you think that I should hang up and call back to see if it gets a better connection?
No, because has that ever worked before?
I don't know.
No, it hasn't.
Oh.
I do have another idea, but I'll explain that as we go along.
Good.
I didn't even introduce myself. I am Dave, your ever-present host.
That's right.
Without me...
Hosting away.
Without me, there would be no show.
Because he won't let us.
I won't give them...
I cannot do it tonight. You, neither can you.
I will not give you the keys.
That's right.
So you can't run this.
We cannot play without Dave.
You can't. I'm sorry. I'm very selfish that way. It's part of my narcissism.
That's okay.
I'm sure I was saying something important. Over to my right is absolutely nobody else.
That's right. It's just Dave and I tonight, everybody.
This is old school. This is back in the
We Are the World days.
That was Hands Across America days.
Oh, that's what I meant. Fuck.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
That was the Hands Across America days.
That's right.
Single digits.
We had our hands across America.
Yes, and across no one else.
That's right.
I'm trying to find where I have Skype on this master computer. Because if I can have you, Adam, on the master computer, I don't think I'll have the problem. And since nobody else is here, I think you'll be able.
Yeah.
I think you'll be able to hear me. I'll just leave it.
All right.
Whatever. This is not.
Does it really sound that bad?
Nah, every once in a while. I mean, no more, no worse.
What about now?
Wait a minute. Adam, my friend, is talking to us all the way from Venus.
That's right.
Did you hear? Or did you hear? I posted this on our good friend Mikey's page last week. There is a company that is trying to put together a proposal and a package to send people to Mars on a one-way trip. To make it a reality show.
Uh-huh.
So what they want to do is they want to build a colony on Mars, but they want to build it as a reality show. So they'll sell it as a reality show so they can make money on advertising, so then they can send more people to Mars and build this colony bigger and bigger.
Well, I saw that. It's called – it was like a movie, John Carpenter's Ghosts of Mars or something.
Yes.
Shit ain't not well, that's for sure.
Didn't end well?
Did not end well. Monsters. They all turned into monsters.
Well, I saw the they left the monsters out of the promotional video they made.
That's a shame.
And it shows that in a couple of years they want to send these drones to Mars, and they're going to build the shelters, and then they're going to build solar panels so it powers it. So by the time the astronauts get there, they'll already have shelters built and power cells, and then they'll be living on there for a year, and then after that, another year is going to go by, and they're going to send more people down until there's a whole community.
So are we able to, like, have transmissions to Mars? Like,
I think so. Well, I mean, we get pictures back from Mars.
Well, why didn't we think to send a fucking video camera up there?
Well, I'm sure they
could. Why do we just have photo stills?
Well, I'm sure they've got video. They're just not releasing it, or maybe
because of the Transformers.
More than meets the eye. Well, right now it'd be boring. It'd just be video of orange rocks.
Yeah, but if you could drive your little rover around and find water.
I'm sure if you looked online and looked at the Mars rover, there's probably Mars rover videotape.
Oh.
So get on that, producer Rob. Please put that on our Facebook page.
Yes, please.
We've,
losers.
We've got people. Okay, well, I sent that. I forgot I was talking about it. Well, first of all, producer Rob's in the chat room. He'll be manning it all night long. I just told him.
Right.
I just told him that right now. He's probably not even in the room anymore.
Right, he's gone.
He just checks the sound volumes, and then he checks out.
I think he's like, see you, losers.
One of these days, I'm going to have him screening phone calls. So he'll be forced to stay here. Kiwi's in the room. Hi, Kiwi.
Hi, Kiwi.
Kiwi says the girls finally came to their senses and left you guys. Yeah.
Oh! Wah, wah.
And you weren't even, you didn't even hear what happened after the show ended last week, so.
Oh, no! What happened?
Oh, it was just our good friend Mike had some relationship drama, and Aaron wanted to gouge his eyes out, and then she just left.
Oh.
But we can't talk about it.
Oh, okay. So is Aaron ever coming back, or is Mike never coming back?
Aaron will come back. She's got to work tonight. And Mike, I'm sure Mike, we'll save Mike for later in the future again. He'll come back at another point when hopefully his...
Gotcha.
He'll have,
the two of them needed time to settle.
Exactly. He needs to get his house in order.
Oh, gotcha.
But anyways, I was about this Mars thing. I sent that link to Mikey and said this would be perfect because Mikey wants to go to space. But he was not so hot on the one-way ticket.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Like, I guess he wants to come back. I mean, you know, and knowing Mikey, he doesn't like to do anything for very long.
Right.
So I can't imagine him.
He probably just wants to fly into space and then turn around.
Well, I could see Mikey wanting to go to Mars. I could see him doing that and being like, oh, I'm in Mars, this is great, I'm a week and I'm in Mars, oh, look at this, it's a month, I'm in Mars, okay, I want to go home.
Right.
I'm done with Mars. There's nothing here. I told him that he was going to have to learn how to brew his own beer. And
that's right, and entertain himself.
And he was going to have to bring the Best of Hockey Through the Ages,
yep,
DVD collection. And I told him that the women there were going to be, you know, kind of captive, so he eventually he was going to get to do them all.
Yeah, but... I mean, well, I guess when you're up there, it's kind of like, well, everybody starts to look good. You know, even the ladies might start to like, you know, so it can't just, I mean, you can't just assume that you're going to have intercourse when you're up there.
Oh, what else are you going to do? You got to bring in the ratings for Mars TV.
Yeah, yeah. If it's like Big Brother, there's going to be like, but you can't be nude up there.
You're going to be inside a space capsule. Or you're,
I guess, but do you really want to see naked people and with no gravity?
I would love to see people without gravity.
But naked people,
that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Ugh, it would not.
Boobs flapping in the zero gravity.
Flapping in the zero gravity. Nice.
Flapping in the zero gravity, and you know, but they probably only send flat-chested women, anyways. That's all I'm saying.
Nice.
Well, maybe not. Well, you know, it matters the type of demographic they're really going for.
You're going to bring this about race, huh? Okay.
No, we're not race demographic. I'm not saying race. I'm saying, like, what type of viewers they're going to want.
It's got to be about black and white.
No. What kind of viewers they want for their space show. If they want more viewers, they're going to have attractive, large-chested astronaut ladies. And then really fit astronaut men.
Uh-huh.
So it won't be your everyday average astronauts. Okay. It would be because they would want it to be like Big Brother.
Gotcha.
But like European Big Brother, not the American Big Brother.
I don't know the difference.
In the European Big Brothers, I'm sure they have actual nudity and stuff.
I've never watched either.
No?
However, I did see when Ricky Gervais in his show Extras was on the Big Brother.
I don't even...
And he quit. It was very...
I vaguely recall that.
You should watch Extras. It's a great show.
I think I have all the seasons on DVD. I've just never watched them.
Oh, my God. Sit down and watch them.
All right. I'll be right back.
The one with Daniel Radcliffe is
that's hilarious.
Hysterical.
All right. That one is good. I like that one. And he's
Have you heard about the show Life is Short?
No, I have not.
It's made by Ricky Gervais and Steve, who was his agent in Extras.
Right, right.
But it is starring Warwick Davis.
Oh, I think I did hear of this show. Whoa.
And he runs a an agency for little people that act, and it's I've only seen clips of it, and I was in tears. I was laughing so hard. I mean, you know Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant and their types of humor, but it's incredible how funny it was.
Oh, Robot Adam.
Oh, Robot Me.
Well, I know I did enjoy Idiot Abroad.
Yes, Idiot Abroad's awesome.
That should have been us.
Shouldn't it?
I don't know. They should send us out there. You, me.
They totally should.
You, me, Mikey, and Dustin.
Right. Let's do it.
Get on the phone to Ricky Gervais and Travel Channel and get us on out.
Oh my God. If I could get on the phone to Ricky Gervais, I would not be here right now.
Send us to Mars.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Idiot on Mars is one-way ticket.
Yeah, I will pass on that.
I can see people going really crazy. You know, being up in space like that.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, Rob, though he was logged into his other account.
Uh-huh.
He has posted Mars rover video footage.
All right.
Another Wasteful Podcast page. And this is just for Rob out there who's listening. If you go to my YouTube page, my personal YouTube page, I posted a video of your old band Mickey Finn from circa 1990 singing "Carry On My Wayward Son."
Awesome.
And I didn't realize when I was doing it, it was taking forever. I'm like, man, why is this taking forever? And I walked away, went to work, came home. Forgot all about it. This afternoon I came in and like, oh, I wonder if the video, you know, came out or whatever. Because, you know, YouTube not always works. And it said the video was 16 minutes long. And I'm like, oops. There were four songs on this video clip that I chose. So, Rob, if you go to my page, you'll see Mickey Finn playing not only "Carry On My Wayward Son," but a couple of originals, including your original song, I can't remember the name of it all of a sudden. I used to love her or something like that. I don't know.
Love and affection?
Love will find a way.
That was it. Love lifts us up.
Where we belong? Love is all you need.
All you need is love.
What did you say?
All you need is love.
Oh, I thought you said, what is love?
Oh. What is love? Isn't that a song?
Something
what about is this love? Isn't that Whitesnake?
Is it love? Do do do. Yes.
And I'm free.
I feel sorry for whoever this guest is in the room.
Oh, sorry, guests.
Adam, today is a special day.
Oh, it is?
It is. And I'm glad you're here in Kiwi.
Are you and Sarah having a baby?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. I'm pretty positive that's not true. No, it's a special day. Today marks Sarah and I's 13th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
She's working. Oh.
But technically, this is the anniversary of our ceremony. No, maybe not the ceremony. When we signed the marriage license and did it in front of a judge.
Okay.
Here come the judge. The actual anniversary is on the 12th when we did the big show in front of the audience.
Right.
And so that's tomorrow. And Sarah's working all day tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm off tomorrow all day, so it's me and Mel.
I remember you guys used to go to Disney World for your anniversary.
We did, and then we'd forget to celebrate it while we were here. Yep. There was one time I remember specifically, Sarah and I were in the pool, we were at some resort, and all of a sudden she turns to me and she goes, oh my God, today's our anniversary.
And you're like, yep, damn it.
It is. Maybe we should go do something. Yep.
Right.
Let's go dry off.
So does she have to work every day or all day, rather?
Tonight she worked both of her jobs. She worked her regular job.
Oh,
and she made the mistake by scheduling herself this week for her other job. Like, she had all the calendar days in the world in the year to work with, but she just randomly chose this week.
Oh.
So she couldn't get out of that. And then she has inventory tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
So that she has no choice. Thank you, Kiwi, for the congratulations. She had no choice, so she has to work tomorrow. So it's just me by myself. Emily.
Does she work a lot at her other job?
No, her second job, her second job, she does not work a lot. She has to work 150 hours in a year in order, to keep that second job. She maybe has 50 or 60 hours right now. She has until October to get that 150 in.
Oh, man.
So she's going to cut it close. But so they
will she make it?
If you ask me, I'll say no. If you ask her, she thinks she will. So, you know, more power to her. And
well, I mean, I guess if she's got it all scheduled out, she could do it.
Which she doesn't. So,
But
they you know, they ask for a 2-week commitment within every, you know, 3-month period. So her first 2-week commitment, I shouldn't be talking about this, but her first week commitment, she completely forgot that she had done it.
Oh.
That she had put it in, so she had missed the first day. And then she literally had to call out for 5 days, she had to call out for 3 of them, I think.
Oh.
And this week, I think she has to call out of 2 of them.
So. Oh, man. So she's got to get 90 hours in by October.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If she starts picking
I guess up, if she could work 8-hour days.
Well, there'll be 6-hour shifts.
6-hour shifts. So what's 6 divided by 90, Dave? That's 1, 3, 5, 15, 15 days?
I don't have a calculator anyway.
She might be able to do that.
It's possible.
Possible.
Folks who are in the Mixler chat room, I want to say hi. And if you are a guest, welcome to lurking around. If you want to join the chat room at all, you can sign in via Facebook or via Twitter.
You should tell us who you are.
If you sign in through Facebook or the Twitter, you can then you can tell us who you are. They can't tell us when they're guests.
I mean, they couldn't type in their name.
No, it'll tell them please sign in.
Oh, if they try to type.
Yes. So I'm going to put guests. Guest listeners, if you sign in through Facebook or Twitter, you can join the conversation and
That's right.
Let us know
who you are.
See, and look
That's
at that.
Right.
And now I said it and typed it, so if they're not listening to the show. If they're just logged in, then now they can know.
That's right. Good call.
Indeed. So there's nobody else here in the room with me, Adam. It's just me.
Yeah. Miliana's just sleeping.
Sleeping. Yep. So this is the first show I can do with no pants on.
All right.
I'm wearing shorts though, which I feel dumb.
Oh. You took your pants off only to reveal shorts?
Ta-da! Never nude.
That's right. Oh my, that is so funny. There was a friend of mine. She went to a Halloween party and she had one of her friends dressed up as a never nude.
Nice.
What's his name?
Tobias.
Tobias, yeah. He dressed up as Tobias.
That's ridiculous.
Like I saw somebody else that we both know who had somebody that did that.
Who's that?
I don't remember now. I felt like somebody from improv, but anyways.
I'm going to now say hello to Kevin, who joined the room. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
He was one of our guests, and now he's a real person.
All right, a real live person.
Kevin, I'm sorry about this sound. And Kiwi, too. I'm apologizing for the robotic sound.
Oh, are they mad at my robot sounds?
No, I am.
Oh. I thought they were getting upset.
No,
Kevin. I didn't want to be upset.
Kevin says hello. Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
We have a new friend, Kevin. I wonder if Kiwi knows Kevin.
I wonder if Kevin's my friend.
What is the last initial of your friend, Kevin?
S.
S? No. It's an A. Oh, it's an A.
It's an A?
It's an A.
I don't know any Kevin A's. Do I?
I don't know. I know a lot of people. Whoa, he's got a really long name.
Oh.
I can't. I couldn't even type it to you. Good man, though, Kevin. Kevin's a very strong name. Oh, Kevin's gone.
That is. Oh.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Kiwi. You have scared Kevin away.
That's okay, Kiwi.
And all she said was Kevin. Oh, Kevin's back! Yay! All right. Welcome to another Ways of Podcasts, Kevin edition.
That's right.
I wonder.
That's right. You know, Dave. I was thinking.
Yeah.
On
yeah
the way.
Adam.
today from the gym.
Yes,
where I was pumping iron.
Nice.
That it being so close to Father's Day.
It's true.
That we should talk about who our favorite TV dads were and who we would want, like if we were in a TV show, who would want our TV dad to be?
Who would our TV dad be? Man, why would you? Right? Why wouldn't you have told me this earlier?
Because I just thought of it in the car home.
Oh.
But tell, we could just talk about TV dads.
All right, well, let's do it. I'm going to write this down.
All right, good. TV dads. Because like my first dad that I think we should talk about is Webster's dad. Isn't it, sir?
Yes, his name is Sir.
And ma'am? Sir and
yes,
ma'am,
yes, sir.
Right?
Thank you, ma'am. Webster's dad.
George, right, George?
I think it was George, yeah.
Papadopoulos?
Whatever you said, yes.
Is that the Papadopoulos?
It was Papadopoulos, yes.
Yeah.
So,
him as a TV dad. He had a pretty kick-ass house.
He did, because I know we've talked about this before, where you can go, you know, he had all those hidden doors and things like that, like behind the... behind the
clock.
Yeah, behind the clock, when they got the house broken into.
But they didn't know about the one behind the clock. There were people living underneath them, remember?
Oh, my God. You're a big fan of Webster.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that we should probably categorize these dads and the ones that are way nice, like taking in.
Well,
you know, ma'am and sir,
like ma'am
or
and
sir, and yeah.
I
look at George from Punky Brewster.
I read an article recently about the creepiness of 80s TV shows. And Punky Brewster is one of the things they talked about. And here is this, you know, old retired man who takes in this, you know, child who, let's step away from that for a second. She was abandoned in a grocery store.
Right.
She was living in an abandoned building. And she brings a dog into this guy's house.
How awful. I mean, what kind of a show is that?
I know!
My God.
I mean,
parents left her at the grocery store. It's like, holy shit.
And well, I guess in the 80s, that must have been a popular thing or an acceptable thing. I don't know.
You can do that. That's cool.
Ay, caramba.
Oh. I don't know how Webster came to live with ma'am and sir.
I think he was adopted.
Well, I know that, but I don't know if he was, like, left in some grocery store or, like, something.
No, Rob will look it up real fast. But I'm sure it was one of those either adoptions or they knew his parents. You know, just like in Different Strokes with Matt, Welcome Matt to the Room, when, you know, Mr. Drummond knew Arnold and Willis's mom, and that's why he took them in.
Oh, right.
But that was another thing. They said,
wasn't Webster's uncle Ben Vereen?
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
why didn't he just live with him?
Okay, I think he was probably a traveling musician.
Crackhead.
Crackhead. Mr.
I don't know.
Mr. Drummond was a good guy, but he didn't keep a good eye on his children.
Well, yeah, didn't the one commit suicide?
Well, that was many, many years later. I'm talking about how Arnold and Dudley were almost molested. I think Dudley was.
Oh, yeah.
I think Dudley was molested.
That's terrible.
And, you know, people bringing drugs and guns to school and whatnot. Nancy Reagan had to talk to Arnold himself.
Gary Coleman died, didn't he?
He did die.
He's dead, yeah.
He did die. And, who would have believed, out of the three kids from that show, that Todd Bridges would still be the one alive?
Right? Not me.
Not me. Just like Danny Bonaducci.
He certainly knew what he was talking.
Just like, yeah, he didn't know what he was talking about.
In a lot.
Oh, Adam,
talking about
everything you just said turned into robotics.
Oh fuck!
Kiwi
was funny stuff. Just so you know,
Kiwi says they didn't have the safe harbor law they had now. Something, something.
And what's that mean, Kiwi?
The safe harbor—that's where I think you can just drop your kid off anywhere. Oh no, the police station. They didn't have the safe harbor law.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You can drop them on the police station or fire station up to a certain age.
Yeah, hospitals.
Matt says Ben Vereen of Zoobly Zoo fame.
I was thinking Pippin fame, but what do I know?
You're more of an adult.
Wasn't he also in The Wiz?
Probably every African-American actor was in The Wiz.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, Matt.
Uh-oh.
They said they buried Gary Coleman in a Coleman cooler.
Oh, terrible.
Terrible. Lori's joined the room. Hey, Lori.
Hey, Lori. Welcome back.
Lori, are you still in Florida or are you back at home? We never saw you.
I think she's back at home.
We never saw you.
You didn't contact her, Dave.
I was working. Actually, I was hanging.
That's true.
I was hanging out with my good friend Courtney and her new husband Evan.
Oh, Courtney and Evan, yeah.
They're good people. Oh, she said it was a disaster trip. Is it just because of all the rain? Because it rained a lot this entire week.
I have some clients down there now that are like, I saw on her Facebook. She was like, "Oh, we had to head for the hills."
So yeah, last
fantastic last night. It was crazy.
Last night was terrible. We at almost 9 o'clock. It just like there were like 1,000 lightning strikes in the area, and it was bad.
Where what is it raining there now? Has it been okay today?
It was a good day today.
Okay, I'm just hoping she gets a couple good days out there.
Oops! Phone's ringing.
Uh-oh.
Phone's ringing.
See ya.
Oh, hold on. I got a new phone system, so hopefully we won't lose you.
Oh, yeah, nothing at all.
I mean, clearly robots is our problem,
right.
Is our new problem.
I am a robot.
It sounds perfect. For
right?
For a robot.
I wonder if I should talk like a robot and it'll come up.
No, now you just break up. It's not as much fun. Lori's coming back in November, and she's going to make time to see us, not you. Well, maybe.
I hope so.
Maybe you, Adam. You may be here then.
I might be.
She says rain, heat, and people fighting and kids crying. Well, kids crying is going to happen. People fighting happens a lot at these parks.
Oh, my. I would assume it was with people that she traveled with.
I don't know. Maybe not. But we'd veer far off of our subject. TV dads. What about Family Ties?
Michael Gross.
Michael Gross.
Yeah. What was his name? Steven?
Mr. Keaton. Steven
yeah,
Keaton.
Well, I know that.
It took me a second to get... It took me a while to figure out what his last name was. I had to go with Michael J. Fox's character, whatever that was.
Alex
P. Keaton. He was a pretty good dad. Let his kids get away with a lot.
That's right. And then I always felt like he was loving. Nice dad.
Yes. He would
We have Alan Thicke from Growing.
Growing Pains, yes. He was a TV, or not TV, but he was a psychiatrist running his Now, that couldn't really have been safe, running a psychiatrist's office out of his home. I mean,
right?
I mean, with people with problems coming in and out. With his kids present.
And then everybody seeing those crazy people?
Exactly.
But there was a door from the outside, wasn't there? They didn't have to walk in the house. I didn't feel like they did.
Oh, Robot Adam. They did have to walk through the front door.
They did?
Yes. Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah, because that added to comedy sometimes.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Mike is...
And then the spinoff of that was just the 10 of us.
Just the 10
What'd
of us?
What'd you think Coach as a dad?
He had 9 girls.
That's right.
I know maybe it was 8 girls and his wife, so I guess it was 9 girls. He was a little outnumbered, that coach. But he let the kids get away with murder. Uh-oh.
But I mean, really, he should have stopped having kids.
He should. Well, the Catholics.
I guess 8 kids, that's a lot of kids.
I'm sure he had a lot of fun doing it, so to speak.
Well, I'm sure, but sometimes the repercussions aren't as good as the event.
Matt says Carl Winslow, Family Matters.
Carl Winslow, yep.
What's his name?
Reginald Bell Johnson.
Reginald, we were at one time the official Reginald Bell Johnson podcast.
We were.
We talked about him a lot. We really should put
Oh, my God, so much.
When we had nothing to talk about, we would go back to Reginald Bell Johnson on the first six,
that's right.
First 6 episodes, I think. We need to get him on a T-shirt. With him with his arm around Captain Alligator and them both wearing Speedos.
Oh, that would be perfect.
And what would the tagline say?
I don't know.
This is terrible. Yes.
Yes, it is.
No. Kiwi says Cosby was running an OBGYN out of his house.
He was out of the basement of his house.
That's true. But he did have an entrance and exit at the basement of his house, so they weren't. What does this say? This page has become unresponsive. I don't believe that. Someone, we're welcoming Robin to the room. Hello, Robin. With a Y.
Hello.
Hello.
What'd you say?
I said with a Y.
Ah. I know Robin.
Do you?
I do.
Her picture looks like a headshot.
Is she wearing a hat?
She is not. It's oops. Oh my gosh.
Did we lose her?
No, I lost the entire chat room. That was just me. All right, I'm back. And I'll also say hello to Charlie D, or Charlie, or maybe it's a smiley face, or one of those emoticons with the mouth open, or Charlie D. I don't know. Adam, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't do the show without you.
I know you can't. The show would be over, and then everyone in the chat room would hang up.
They would, because they all love you the most. Matt has tossed out Danny Tanner.
Danny Tanner.
Full House.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was his name.
He was a terrible dad because he needed help.
Yeah.
He needed help from Uncle Jesse and Joey.
Yeah, but his wife died and he had three kids.
Yes, but
one of them was a twin and you never saw the other one.
We never knew.
Right? A terrible dad.
Well, he was a terrible dad, and he needed help from his best friend and his brother-in-law, and they stayed with him for, 10 years? I mean, these kids were graduating high school, and they were did he really still need help?
Yeah.
And Jesse gets married, has two kids of his own instead of getting a house down
lives upstairs.
Yeah, instead of getting his own apartment or his own house, they just convert the attic. How big was this house?
Must have been huge.
It was just a townhouse. Charlie says that's a smiley face.
Oh, okay.
Charlie, if I know you, let me know. I couldn't tell you.
I know it, Charlie.
Swears too much. Who swears too much? Cut it out.
That was... Cut it out was...
That was Joey Gladstone or Joey... Yeah. Peter Griffin?
Oh, Lord.
I'll tell you, I used to love watching Family Guy and American Dad, but now that Miliana is starting to get a little bit more coherent,
You don't watch it.
I don't watch it. I can't. I feel bad watching it in front of her because there's a lot of excessive blood.
Molly and I were watching American Dad the other day, and Molly came in the room right as the dad smoked a crack pipe. And I was like, and done.
This show's retired for a little while. We'll watch this when you're in your preteens.
Yeah.
Okay, I do know Charlie. This is Charlie. She's calling. She's listening all the way from across the pond.
Charlie, a lady Charlie.
A lady Charlie.
Well, our chat room has got lots of ladies in it tonight.
It does. I think we're even. One, two.
Oh, are we?
Three, one, two, three. Oh, no, there's more ladies than men.
All right.
Kiwi says, swearing is your only problem with his parenting skills?
Yeah, that was it.
Like when Stewie hit his head and they just put a hat on him to cover up his gaping wound.
Right, yeah.
I love that stupid show. I don't know why.
I laugh, too.
I've always said I've liked American Dad better, even though
I laugh because they don't leave anybody out when they make fun of things.
Exactly. Except for the no, they're good. Any other dads out there? American dads, TV dads. They can be friends.
I don't know. I feel like we should talk about ladies stuff since the ladies are in the chat room.
All right. What lady stuff can we talk about?
Oh, Kiwi, what's up?
Kiwi, do you have a lady topic that we Adam
right.
and I?
Steve and I should talk about lady stuff.
We are the experts at lady
on
things.
Lady stuff.
Well, while we're waiting for her, what about My Two Dads?
Oh, my gosh. Which one would you pick?
Well, you
if you had to pick a dad of My Two Dads, who would it be?
Between Paul Reiser and the dude with the beard?
Evigan, yeah.
I mean, as much as you would want to pick the dude with the beard because he was a good time dad, you'd have to pick the other dad because he probably had the money.
Right. You got to pick Paul Reiser.
He probably had the better advice. And
but Paul Reiser writes funny books.
He does. Couplehood, Parenthood.
Right. Not that he would have written books in that show. I don't even remember what his job was.
He wore a suit.
He did wear a suit.
And the other guy had a beard.
Yeah.
A tightly trimmed beard.
He did, just like me.
Oh, you got a tightly trimmed beard going?
I always do.
Oh. It's hard to see, I guess.
Yeah, it is, because my beard hair is actually, like, a lot of it's blonde.
I see.
So it's really hard to see it. You know, I...
Because your face is blonde.
Yes. Well, I like to keep it because I also got fat in the face, so, like, it hides kind of, like, that I have, like, my neck is fat, so it hides that a little bit.
Kiwi says, I have the chat room is full of ladies, so let's talk about something we have no idea about. Ha ha ha.
That's right.
She says, do you want R or PG?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear. We'll take R.
Oh, gosh. We'll see if we can make Robin blush.
We need our. Oh, and Mike wants triple X, so.
Well, let's stick with R.
We want to earn our explicit rating.
I've said fuck a couple times.
Have
so
you?
There
okay,
you
good.
Go.
I don't think I've sworn at all.
What?
I don't know. Not in this show. I've been cleaning up my act a little bit on the show.
Have you? In case we get picked up and nationally syndicated.
Exactly. I'm afraid of people who listen.
Oh.
LOL's around, but no topic from Kiwi as of yet.
She just LOL'd us?
I think. Hold on. It's hard to tell.
Okay.
Charlie says she's beginning to wonder what kind of show this is.
Has Charlie never listened to us before?
She actually downloaded us for the first time as she was flying over the pond back to her homeland, and she said whenever she misses America, she's going to listen to us.
Oh, so clearly she missed America.
Clearly.
That's right.
America.
Well, I want you to know that Robin listens to the show when she wants to fall asleep.
Jesus.
Yep. So clearly she's going to bed.
Oh, my God. Maybe she's probably already asleep and just left her...
She's probably not even listening. She's probably just asleep.
She just clicked on... What? Kiwi.
What?
For the love of God.
Oh, no.
I don't even... Do either of you know how to find a woman's sweet spot?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I open up my wallet? I don't know.
Nice, Dave.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you very much. She said we were getting nervous before.
I can't believe we went to Kiwi for the question.
I don't know what I don't know what she means by sweet spot. I mean, just, you know, like if I make a nice upside down cake at pineapple.
Yeah, and that would be if you found her sweet tooth.
Mmm. Would her sweet spot be where I hit her with a baseball bat?
Oh, my. That's her soft spot.
Oh, no, it's with a golf club. Isn't you have to get the sweet spots?
I think she means, like, in foot massages and or back massages.
Oh, well, in the lower back, maybe?
Is that the sweet spot?
I don't know. Robin says she's not asleep, and she's actually listening this time. This time.
This time.
You chose now to listen? Oh, good.
Right. Oh, God.
Oh, good.
I'm real sorry.
Why do we apologize for every show?
We do. We apologize a lot. I wonder if we're too self-deprecating, if we should just start owning up.
Owning up to our terribleness?
To our nonsense.
By the way, I'm just going to throw this out here right now. awoapodcast@gmail.com is our email address. I wanted to throw that out there earlier, and I forgot. So you can
all right, in case while you're listening right now, you want to send us an email about how we're tanking.
If you're too embarrassed to ask us a question, clearly Kiwi's not. Oh!
Kiwi's not.
Ouch. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can say that word.
Oh.
Even though it's the medical word that she's speaking of.
What did she say?
She wants to know about the C word, but not the
what?
Not the CU word.
Oh, I was like, that's not medical at all.
It's not. I love that word.
The C-U-N-T?
Yeah, yeah. I'm big.
Oh, hey, that's not medical.
I'm a big fan of that word. No, that's not the word she's referring to. It rhymes with Dolores. She wasn't. I'm pretty sure I know where that is.
Yes, I think I can find it.
That's pretty obvious. That one's much easier to find than
Go ahead, Dave.
Kiwi says she's never calling in. It will be a mess.
What is she trying to say? We're doing okay.
I can read what Mike said. Mike said, insert okay. and aim up, LOL.
Huh.
Too funny. Dear God. There's no one else in the room, Adam. No one can see me, yet I'm still blushing and slightly flop sweating.
Oh, I'm sure you are, and your pants are off, so this is real uncomfortable.
I'm putting jeans back on over my shorts.
Please do.
It rhymes with Dolores. We already said that, Matt. Though you could have said that, typed that 7 seconds ago.
That's right. We don't know.
Sorry. I'm sorry. So, yes, I'm pretty confident I know where that is. I've been told I'm very good at that. Adam, thank you for telling me that.
Dave, you're very good at that.
Thank you. Ay, caramba. Any other questions in the audience?
Anyone?
Anyone? You in the back?
You, sir, do you have a question?
Or lied to. I'll take a lie. I don't care.
Well, it was funny because I felt like that one really wasn't R. Like, I don't... Well, I guess they talk about that kind of stuff in American Pie, so... And that movie was rated R.
Yeah, that was... And that was, she did go clinical on it. She went clinical on her asses.
She did. She must be a doctor.
I think she does work with humans. If that makes any sense.
Well, everyone works with humans.
I see. You know what? I wanted to isolate this from last week, and I completely forgot until just this moment. John Jizzle's theme song.
Yeah?
But I forgot.
Oh.
So, Adam, you'll have to sing John Jizzle's new theme song.
I don't remember it.
Go.
Other than the fact that Nick got a little, said my nizzle in there. Yeah, I remember that.
Him and, what's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow? Gwyneth Paltrow posted the N-word on her Twitter page and got a lot of...
She did?
Yes, but she was only saying the name of the new Jay-Z album, I guess, which had the N-word in it. So she Twitter pictured herself with her. I think it was Jay-Z. I don't know. I don't know the hip hoppers. But a picture with her and the new Jay-Z and somebody else. And the album's called something N-word something something. So she just posted the album name. And people went crazy because I guess her fans aren't necessarily hip hop fans.
Well, I could see that. I mean, I guess when I think of Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't necessarily think of hip hop.
So now it's time for John Jizzle's tweets of the week. Go, Adam.
I don't know them.
Sing the theme.
Oh, John Jizzle, jizzle my nizzle. I don't. Why'd you make me do that?
Because that's what I do.
I'm trying to impress Robin.
Oh.
Come on.
Sorry. I'm just flipping, sure. I'm flipping back here. I don't remember how far back was our last show, so... let's see. He writes, I'll see your Venus and if you raise your anus.
Nice.
Nothing more worthy of a slow mode video of a man crying to the heavens than when I discovered my chocolate donuts have melted in the car.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Twitter needs more Get Glue notifications. That's true.
I don't know what that means.
Get Glue, it's an app.
Okay.
Twitter needs more pics of food and drinks. It's true. People don't post enough food and drinks. Chewbacca always rides shotgun.
He does.
Boobs, don't be immature. Call them tits for Christ's sake.
Oh, nice.
Can we all just agree to start calling blowjobs bajayjays? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think we will not.
50 Shades of Grey? Oh, is that the book about Mitt Romney's pubes?
Oh, God. So, all right. Hold on. Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yes.
My mom is reading it.
Ooh. I wish you hadn't told me that.
I don't really know how to feel about that. And like last night, we were all went out to eat with some friends of mine and stuff like that, and they all started talking about it, and my mom was like, "Oh, I love that book!" And like just like a week ago, she was like, "I don't think I'm into it." But when she, like around all these other people that were like, "Oh, I would love. I've read all three of them, and they are amazing." And my mom's like, "I'd like to read them." And so one of my friends is like, "If I lend these books to you, will you give them to your mom?" And I'm like, "Oh my god."
Awkward.
Like, are you fucking serious? I don't want to be like, "Hey, mom, here's part 2 and 3 of 50 Shades of Grey. Hope you can read about that guy intercoursing that girl."
Mom, why are all the pages folded over?
Right.
Oh.
My dad's like, "Adam, shut up and just let her read the books."
For the love of God.
For the love of God, Adam, let her read the
books. Let her read the books and get out of the house.
Like, all right, Dad. So, yes, my mom is going to be reading all of the 50.
Mike says that his wife reads smut on her Kindle Fire all the time. See, it's easier to read smut on your iPad, I'm assuming, than having to carry the 50 Shades of Grey book around.
I don't think people care anymore. Like, I am very curious as to see what it is. Are they making a bigger deal out of it than it really is?
Apparently.
Like, I wonder if, Dave, if you read it, if you would blush, because you're a dirty person.
I'm very dirty. I'm very dirty.
So I wonder, like, if it could make you be like, "Oh, my God," then I think we'd have something to worry about.
So you're saying I have to read 50 Shades of Grey?
I do. That is your goal. You have to read 50 Shades of Grey.
When your mom is done with the book, can you send it to me?
Aaron has it.
I just looked over at her, and she's not here, because normally she's normally this quiet.
Normally she's there playing Words with Friends or ignoring us.
And she is usually this quiet, so I really thought maybe that, no, she's not here. Yeah. I looked it up on the intertubes to see how much it would be for, like, the Nook, because my wife does have the Nook.
Uh-huh.
It's still, like, $9.99, and this whole ebook thing makes me angry.
Yeah, on Amazon with the Kindle, I can borrow a lot of books.
Can you?
So, like, if someone had it on their Kindle, I could have them lend it to me.
Oh, because I got the Kindle on my phone.
All right. Well, I'll see. Well, but I couldn't lend it once I got it.
Oh, so that your friend would have to lend it to me.
Yeah. Oh, I can lend you the Hunger Games.
All right.
I think.
I don't know. I guess. Kiwi says that Jizzle was making fun of Kiwi. I don't know which post it was that she was making fun of her. He was making fun of her about.
It's got to be Bajayjay. That would be my guess. Is that Kiwi is calling blowjobs Bajayjays?
Well, we'll wait 7 seconds and find out.
Yeah, Kiwi, please tell me that it's Bajayjay that you say.
What do you say, Bajayjay? I say. Maybe it's
blowjob.
If I say head.
No.
John Jizzle writes, "Why don't you go change into something more comfortable, like not being crazy?" "You can't hide your lying eyes, but I confuse them with your sexy eyes. But you're fully dressed, and who's he? Are those your suitcases?" That seems awfully long. "I don't want to brag, but according to this pop-up ad, tons of local girls want to have sex with me tonight."
All right, I like that. That one is the tweet of the week, John Chisel.
I'm going to not only favorite that, we're retweeting it.
Yes, please.
We're retweeting it to all 6 of our followers.
All right, good. Good, good, good.
"Do you guys know how filthy some of you are? It's like we're made for each other." Oh.
Oh. He found love.
"My sister twisted her ankle, so I'm off to the hospital to see if she's okay, but mainly to point and laugh."
Oh, I wonder if that's for real.
It's possible. Can you please, with sugar on top, shut the fuck up about your boyfriend? For the love of Christ, we don't give a shit.
Oh.
Yikes. Sometimes
and you just cursed on the webs, on the podcast.
Frick. Frick, frick. Sometimes I wish I was a wizard so I could magically rid the world of stupid things like vampires because they're not real and ridiculous. You like that? Because he wants to be a wizard.
Yep, and they're not real either. I know of.
That's true. I hate myself so much that I have to get drunk just to masturbate. Your move, goth kids. All right. I like my coffee and women the same, tall, hot, and me pouring, oh, Jesus, my cream.
Don't meet for the first time.
No, I won't.
Don't.
Hey, stop giving money to bums who are starting to reproduce. Is it just me, or are you an idiot? Hey, Siri, what are you doing tonight? I saw the X broke down on the side of the road. I honked and waved. Great day today. My balls finally dropped. And those were John Jizzle's tweets.
Oh, my. We should have ended after the...
I should have. That was a real high note.
I like...
No, it wasn't the bajayjay. It was the get glue. That's right, because... I think of it, whenever I am on Twitter, because that's what I do on my breaks, I'll go through my Twitters and look to see what people are posting. And Kiwi does watch a lot of TV, and it's a lot of Get Glue ads. Kiwi's watching. I can't think of a single thing she was watching now, but she was watching something. Whoa. No, she doesn't give bajayjays. She sucks dick.
Oh, my. She sure knows. She puts it out there, doesn't she?
She does. She is. You know what? And the thing about Kiwi, she's not shy.
No, she puts it out there.
Demure about her sex life. She is, because she was married to a Southern Baptist preacher for many years and was repressed. I think they had to do it through a sheet. They couldn't see each other when they were doing it.
Isn't that Jews?
Is it? I don't. I get all my religions mixed up. He said that.
Yeah, me too.
They're all so silly. So yeah. So they
right?
For years she had to do it through a sheet, so she didn't even know if that was her husband or not.
Oh my!
So I'm sure it was, because I'm sure he was boring.
Right.
Boring and on top. Now she's super in love with her nerd.
Nerd love.
Her nerd love. Since she did check in at every roller coaster at Cedar Point. All right.
What?
When she was at Cedar Point, she checked in on Twitter at every roller coaster she was at.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's like, I no offense to Kiwi, when she posts something, I will read it, but when it's these get glues and I'm here, I don't read that. I'm sorry, just move on. Speaking of moving on, Adam, don't come to Florida.
Why?
Because not only now do we have zombies,
yeah,
we now have bears.
Bears?
Bears.
What?
Apparently there are bears roaming through the city of Orlando.
No, there is not.
There is so. Rob, look it up.
Like black bears? What?
There was one found behind an Orange County police station. There was one by a museum. Apparently these bears, it's mating season, and they're coming out and roaming around.
Man, hopefully the alligators eat them.
And what's funny is Danny Bonaducci, he jokes all the time, his biggest fear is being eaten by a bear in the city. Well, he better stay away.
That's right. I wonder if he stole that from Stephen Colbert.
From whom?
Stephen Colbert.
It's possible. He said it was on a show, that one of the shows they were talking about, and he got something confused. And then when he realized what he had said, he realized that was what he was most afraid of.
It was like Stephen Colbert, he had like a threat down, and he would things in America. And number one or two was always bears.
Jeez.
Yeah.
He says that no matter how absurd it sounds, he's afraid of being attacked by a bear in the city. So do you remember that Saturday Night Live short sketch they would do where, you know, bears took over the humans? It was just bears in suits walking down the street. It was terrible.
When was that? Like recently?
Probably in the 90s.
Oh, no, I don't
Charlie
know.
Writes, zombies and bears, did the place just fall apart when she left? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Zombies, though. Stay away from the bath salts, kids.
That's right. God damn it, that shit's scary.
Oh, Kiwi says they never did it. Her and her ex-husband never had sex.
What?
Through a sheet or anything.
Wait, what?
I'm going to guess through the sheep. Well, she just said we never did it, LOL. I'm assuming they probably did it once a year.
I would think so, because don't you have to consummate it, even in a Baptist? I know they don't like to have fun.
They couldn't dance during it.
Or drink.
They couldn't drink or dance or sing.
No, they can sing. Baptists can sing, can't they?
Yeah, you're right. They can sing. They just don't like to dance.
Right.
Because one Baptist was a terrible dancer, and he was embarrassed, so nobody else can dance. John.
John, you're out.
John the Baptist was too... He was like, I can't dance. None of you can dance either.
Got it.
But we love to dance. No. Now let's sing.
Sorry.
Swing.
I'm going to spend 40 days in the desert.
Swing low. I wish I could think...
You didn't read the Bible.
I wish I could think of some hymnal. But I can't. Oh, let's see what Rob has posted. Black bear captured in downtown Orlando. Rob is on the money tonight. It says here, the Florida Fish Game and Wildlife officers subdued and captured...
Technology has changed the world. And when used properly...
Captured a wild black bear which was perched in a tree along Stateside Road, blah, 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 downtown Orlando. The presence of a 150 to 200-pound bear caused quite a stir in the Paramore community and drew dozens of spectators. When I saw him, it started looking at me like, hey. So I said, it better back off, said Jamal Lufti, who spotted the bear and called police. We live in the city. Very hard to see a bear in our backyard neighborhood.
So racist.
I don't know exactly. That wasn't a black accent either. That was a really weird accent. I just kind of went off. After I darted him.
I got bronchitis.
Okay, so the police came and tranquilized him after 6 o'clock and he fell into a net below. After I darted him in the tree, he obviously got woozy and fell from the tree. Had a net to catch him. And the pads underneath to break the fall, just in case you hit the ground, and it worked beautifully, Mike Orlando said.
Wait, Mike from Orlando, or is his name Mike Orlando in Orlando?
I think his name is Mike Orlando from Orlando. Oh. He's actually from Kissimmee.
Oh, okay.
I'm upset.
Well.
He says, all over the state right now, we have these young male bears that are being essentially pushed out of their forest and moving. Trying to find their own space. So they're looking for apartments.
Well, yeah. And they don't want to live on the streets.
No. The only way you'd be in danger with these bears is if you walked up to it and hit it in the head. And then it would want to defend itself. So then you'd go back to the stand your ground law. Against a bear.
You know, I'm running like a motherfucker. I'm out of there if a bear's coming at me.
Bear? No, thank you.
Right? I'm running because if I'm just standing there, it's still going to eat me.
Bears are terrifying. I just watched Brother Bear the other day.
Do you think that the bears would attack the zombies?
No. I think the bears would, only if the zombies attack the bears.
And then would, I mean, I guess it depends on what movie it is, but I wonder if the bears would turn into zombie bears if they ate a zombie.
side note, Mike says his dad was a deacon of a Baptist church for 15 years. I'm sorry you never learned
Sorry
you never learned how to dance, Mike.
Oh, good.
I didn't know. Explained a lot.
I didn't know either. I mean... do you think Mike's offended?
I don't assume so. He replied with LOL.
Oh, okay. I bet you that he's not. And and frankly, though, if he was, I'd be like, well, come on.
He didn't. He says he didn't want to dance either. He said he didn't want to either. I believe, if I recall...
Oh, come on. He's loose.
Mike's version of dancing, if I can recall, would probably just be banging his head and possibly pushing people around.
Okay.
He was a mosher, I'm assuming. Charlie says, Brother Bear is hilarious. We were going to make a drinking game out of it. One sip for every time. Holy shit. Someone said A. For Canadians. But realized it would end with severe alcohol poisoning.
Yes. Death.
The Kiwi says, her first boyfriend was the same of some an evangelical minister. What is your deal?
Wow, Kiwi. What is happening here?
Were you looking for God in all the wrong places?
Yeah, are you a very religious person?
This Robin character says she's the daughter of a Southern Baptist preacher and a ballerina. Go figure.
Yep.
Daughter of a preacher man.
That's a good... Close.
Doesn't seem to work as well. Does she know how to dance?
Yes, she was...
Oh, her mother's a ballerina. So he didn't dance. Now, Kiwi now stays away from the religious types as partners. Ha ha ha.
That's good.
I don't... yeah, good. I'm sure her boyfriend appreciates that, too. Her staying away from... Religious types are scary peoples. They have, like, values. Right?
Religious types?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know that they're all good values.
No, I wouldn't say they're good values. She was looking for religion, Kiwi says. Well, you know what? She found it. Now she screams, oh, God, all the time.
That's right. Oh, dang.
Nah, it was too easy. I went there, but it was okay. She'll agree. Because that's what she does. She loves, oh, God. Any other things we need to cover? I mean, the whole zombie thing was pretty ridiculous, but true. Someone else... Someone wrote something. I lost it. Charlie says, the zombie thing is a little scary just because the film 28 Weeks Later was on recently.
Oh, but 28 Days Later was much scarier. 28 Weeks I did not care for. But it did have Hawkeye in it from...
Kiwi does believe...
Avengers.
Kiwi still believes in God. Good for you, Kiwi. She doesn't push your beliefs on others. Good, because we'll push back. And then Mike says, well, with parents into church like that and me being a bad boy just made more fun. Good for you. It's still gross. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what it's still gross is. I've already lost track. Mike is doing the Morton's bath salts.
Oh, no.
It's a household name. She agrees. Amen, Kiwi. Everyone's saying amen to Kiwi. We're getting religious to her. We're going to start worshiping Kiwi.
I'm not getting religious.
We're going to worship Kiwi as our goddess. Can we put her on a t-shirt? We're going to have...
As long as you don't do the picture of Kiwi using the urinal.
No. It's going to be a picture of Kiwi, Captain Alligator, and...
And Reginald Bell Johnson.
And Reginald Bell Johnson. They all got their arms around each other, all wearing Speedos.
Yep.
Saying, this is terrible.
This is terrible.
I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Listen to this.
Another waste of a podcast. I'm very uncomfortable with this.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're pretty uncomfortable tonight, aren't we?
It wasn't one of our slogans at one time, I'm sorry?
I thought so.
Another waste of podcast. I'm sorry.
What did we go with? Mildly entertaining?
Mildly entertaining, because that's what one
or
of our...
Or we're awful. We're awful.
That was it. We're awful. I was never a fan of that.
I like that one a lot.
Why do you keep calling...
we're awful, Dave.
Stop calling me David, Kiwi. That really makes me uncomfortable more than anything else.
But we really are awful.
She says, LOL pushback, it always makes it... It's always better when they push back. Right, David? LOL. I don't like David. No matter what...
I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but whenever, no matter what you're saying about me, when we say the word David, I get uncomfortable. Kiwi says, no way I have to wear a top. Wearing a Speedo on your top is going to be awfully uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Nope, Mike Stewart says, no top! Just said his whole name.
Oh, now we're going to get in a shouting match back and forth.
No time. We had a lot of exclamation marks and an LOL. Oh,
okay, good.
Yes, we're awful. Man, we've been on for a long time. I mean, not today in general.
Today? Oh, yeah, like 66 episodes is a long time.
I've
talk about nothing.
We are the Seinfeld of podcasts.
I do feel like Seinfeld's a lot of fun to talk about. Nothing.
We are the Seinfeld of...
Be personal to us.
Of podcasts.
But it's Seinfeld and Larry David.
I do feel like Seinfeld's a lot of...
I've...
Talk about...
Oh,
nothing.
Shoot. We are the Seinfeld of...
Be personal to us.
Of podcasts.
But it's Seinfeld and Larry David.
I do feel like Seinfeld's a lot of...
I've...
Talk about...
Oh,
nothing.
We are the Seinfeld.
I didn't hear it. Did everybody else hear it?
Everybody else heard it, yes.
Okay.
It was just,
what was it?
Well, I went onto our awoapodcast.wordpress website, and when you go there, it opens up the actual live show. So the live show was playing while we were going on. You couldn't hear it, but the live show was playing at the same time. So I apologize for
that's
the 15 seconds. That's what happened the other day with the
people had to hear us twice.
You couldn't hear it. but the live show was playing at the same time. So I apologize again. All right, now it's gone. What's the date today? June 11th.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow's your anniversary.
Yes, 12th.
Happy anniversary.
Well, I mean, I was just looking a year ago. We did a show on the 15th, and that was a show for the record books. Dave and Adam, welcome back. Intern Nick and Sarah sits in on the celebrity couch. So many topics. Mel Brooks, meeting the parents, LeBron James, beer, more making fun of Dave, SNL cast, our favorite summer movies, and answering some Yahoo Answers. God, we used to do fucking Yahoo Answers.
Yeah, we did.
Can we talk about LeBron James for a minute?
Fine.
I don't like him. All right, I'm done.
Did what happened with basketball? Did someone win?
Sportball game. Ever since the Bulls got eliminated, I have not paid much attention. That and because I don't have actual TV, it's hard to watch. Since I don't have it, but the Miami Heat are going up against the Oklahoma Thunder in the NBA Finals.
Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, it was major.
I could honestly say I could give a shit about basketball.
Really?
Yep. Give a shit.
I loves me some basketball.
I know you do, which is funny to me. Like, I can't picture you playing basketball, yet you said that you and Mike would go shoot hoops.
Oh, my God. I used to play basketball. There was one summer, my friend Yori and I played basketball every day for like 4 or 5 hours.
That's amazing to me. I cannot picture that.
And I am terrible.
Still?
Still. Oh, back then I was far worse. I'm better. I should say I'm better now. I'm better then than I am now.
Like, what makes you so bad at basketball, Dave?
What makes you so bad? Okay, first I want to make this, that Kiwi says she is calling in on show 69.
I'm sure she is.
So I'm going to make sure we have the phone lines open. Cat, for the love of God. I'm going to make sure we have a phone line open for the show 69. Yep. Yes, I do still play the bass. It's sitting right over here. I can't reach it. Mike wants to know if I still play the bass. But let me answer your question first, Adam, second at this point. Okay, so what can't I can't shoot the ball very well.
Okay.
Not up close and not far away.
Okay.
I'm short.
Middle.
I'm short. So I can't defend very well.
Okay.
And I can't, and I'm slow, so I can't run very fast.
Okay.
Okay. So I can't shoot and I can't block.
So did Mikey always beat you in basketball? Or is he just as...
When Mikey was here, he had some good moves, but I think when we finished our championship, I think I won. But I think he may have...
What?
I think he may have let me win because I think he broke my finger.
Okay.
He broke my pinky finger, my ring finger on my right hand. To this day, my pinky finger still freaking hurts. I'm terrible at basketball. I can't shoot. I can't defend. My only skill would be a slight outside game. I can kind of shoot from outside the arc, and people don't expect it. But since I'm very weak, I get tired very fast, and I can't. I can put up one or two, and then I'm out of energy, and I'm done. I tried to have an inside game, but even Mikey could block me, so...
And he's short, too.
Yeah, we're both the same height. Kiwi could give... give a fuckness a zero for basketball.
Okay.
Kiwi, if you want to send me a request and they're gonna be friends on the Facebook. Oh.
Who are?
Kiwi and Mike.
All right.
Isn't that nice? Mike's...
Friends
forever. Mike asking if I still play bass. Yes. Mike knew me back in the high school, and I did play the bass back then, and I still play the bass today, just not with any particular musical artist. I did break a guitar string the other day, though.
As you dropped it?
No, I was playing guitar to the old 97s. I dug the guitar out, and I'm out jamming the old 97s, and then bang! Broke a string. I'm like, well, that took long enough. It's been a few years since I changed the strings on that sucker, so I've never broken a bass string though. I'm terrified of doing that.
Why?
Do you know how tightly wound those things are?
No.
Very.
Oh, okay.
And if you if a guitar string breaks, it'll go ping. But if a bass string breaks, that thing's gonna go ping. It's gonna take an eye out.
And you've never broken it?
I've never broken one. I've never had a bass string on long enough to break it.
Wow.
So I used to boil.
So you would replace them often.
I would replace them often enough back in the day. I haven't replaced these. I used to boil them. to clean them and to get the tension back.
So are you for sure going to get your tattoo as a guitar?
Am I for sure going to get my tattoo as a guitar or guitar pick?
Just get a tattoo.
I will if Sarah does. And by saying,
will you seriously?
And by saying that, Sarah's already started to back down.
Oh, has she?
Yes. She's using words like, we don't have the money for it.
Right.
And we're adults.
Oh, Sarah.
And have a child.
I have a child, and I have two tattoos.
Tattoo. I would do it. I don't know where I would get it, and I still don't know what I would have tattooed on me. Sarah,
I think you should get a tramp stamp, Dave.
A tramp stamp. All right. Just some sort of tribal symbol on my back?
It's still a guitar pick.
Just a guitar pick in my lower back?
Somebody would just think it was a birthmark.
You get to one black guitar pick.
I think you should get it on your upper arm because it won't be seen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, up here where I'm pointing on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right there, of course.
Right here. Either guitar pick or the DM.
If you're going to do DM, that's got to be on your pec.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
It's Charlie. Totally
Charlie wants me to get a Kermit the Frog tramp stamp.
A Kermit head would actually be really good on your arm, I think, for you, for sure.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I want to have Kermit tattooed on me permanently.
Yeah. And they'd have to be a really good artist.
Exactly. Exactly. I wouldn't want a half-ass Kermit. Right. I mean, we're just going to go to some guy's garage, right?
That's what I'm worried about. It's going to be, I got this place for us to go. And we're all going to be like, oh, God.
I know this guy. He's really cheap.
Right.
He did prison tattoos for all of my friends. We're all getting teardrops.
Oh, no, we are not.
Why? Then we'll be treated with respect. We killed a man in prison, Adam.
Except until they're posers.
Yeah, well, Kiwi thinks that getting a guitar pick tramp stamp is laughing out loud.
Yes.
I don't know. Well, if I do get the guitar pick, it would be on my arm, but that just seems. The only reason I would want to do that is because it seems that it would be the least involved. Like all it is a guitar pick shape, and then that's it.
Well, I think that you could, like, do something on a design of it.
It'll say Fender on the inside.
Like if you're just wanting to get one, you could get it tattooed on there way cheap.
I don't want way cheap tattooed on my arm.
No. I mean, like, it would not cost much to get a guitar pick tattooed on your arm.
Exactly. That's why I'm thinking it'd be the least involved, least amount of money. Maybe I'll even have it say Fender on the inside, like my guitar picks say.
Yeah.
And Sarah wants to get a heart sewn in on her arm.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
I think so, too. Kiwi says she's going to be getting a tattoo. Kiwi, do you have any other tattoos on your persons? And if any of our other listeners who are in the room have any tattoos on their persons, we would like to. I get it. We would like to know.
I know that someone that's listening has.
You know someone who's listening has tattoos?
Yep.
What tattoos does quote unquote this person have?
She has three star tattoos.
Three stars? Oh. Are they attached to each other, or is it like.
It's like three separate tattoos.
Oh.
But they're in, like, a clump, but they're not touching at all.
Did you tell her she should get at least one more tattoo so she can be four stars?
I didn't think about that. That's funny. But the stars are for more than just, not for a rating.
She says they represent her kids. They represent her kids.
Right.
Which also means?
It's not.
Which also means she's still listening.
Oh, she's not asleep.
Nope. Kiwi doesn't have any tattoos yet. That. Kiwi, don't take this, you know, insulting, but that surprises me.
I'm surprised too, Kiwi. But coming from a guy that has tattoos, I think I'm the only one that could actually say that. Not be Dave, that was offensive.
I don't know if everything you just said was heard.
Damn it.
I just heard something offensive.
No, I said that I could. I was surprised too, but I could say that because I have tattoos.
Ah,
that's
true.
But you could not say it. That's offensive.
It's offensive.
If you say it,
I'm not. I'm kind of a.
Because your way is more of a judging way, and my way is, man, I thought she would have one. She's cool like me.
I'm kind.
Yours is, oh, you're totally the tattoo.
You're one of those.
Right.
Have a tattoo, you're dirty. I have aspirations to be tattooed and filthy, but I'm pretty vanilla.
Are you trying to say that I'm filthy for having tattoos?
No, you're filthy because you don't shower nearly enough.
I shower every day, thank you.
Oh.
Sometimes twice.
Mm.
Yep.
I go back to you being filthy.
Oh.
You have to shower twice.
Shut up.
Kiwi's also surprised she doesn't have a tattoo. Kiwi, you should have enough money from going to the casino at this point to get
That's right.
your whole body tattooed to look like your skin.
And getting divorced.
And get divorced again.
No, that's why she should have money.
Oh, because she got divorced.
Yeah.
And we're all happy for you because we never liked that guy to begin with.
That's right, we didn't.
He was no good.
Did we know him?
We didn't know him, but he was bad to her. He was mentally hurting her, man.
Well then, good thing.
Right here in the brain spot.
Yeah, we didn't care for him.
We didn't care for him. Does anyone else have any topics that they'd like us to discuss before we take off
wrap it up
ridiculously early?
Yeah, I guess the two of us don't have much to talk about.
We didn't back in the day either. We would end.
Maybe we had so much to talk about. But we just didn't have people interrupting us all the time.
Adam, this is the most I've heard you talk in 64 episodes.
Who said that?
I just did.
Oh, you said that?
Yes, yeah, the most I've heard you talk in 64 episodes, I think.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure that it's because of that.
We're going to have to get you in studio more often.
Yeah, I would agree with you there.
And I'm going to have a suppressing button where I can turn people off from talking. And
I'll just have to talk like a robot every now and again. Otherwise, people are going to be like, who is that?
I'm also going to get a button that will send electric shocks through the couch to make people start talking.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So, yes. You know, when the celebrity couch was introduced, it wasn't necessarily meant for the people who sat there had to talk.
Right.
So when Aaron and Sarah are on the couch, they don't have to talk. But at this point, they're pretty much full-fledged members of the show.
Kind of have to.
Now they have to be involved. And I'm glad Erin took that time off before because she came back last week and she talked a heck of a lot. But she's on a...
I think we know why she talked a lot, though.
Because she's...
We just can't talk about
it. Damn it! You almost made me say it.
Hey, we should totally say it.
Oh, I can't say it, but you can say it.
Why can we not say it?
Because we were told not to talk about it. Now that we've clearly talked about it.
But she's not here.
And she's not going to listen.
And she's not going to listen. So we could tell Kiwi and Robin and everybody that Aaron now has a boyfriend.
Ooh. It turns out she's had a boyfriend for a few weeks, and she's just kept it a secret from us.
What?
I can't imagine why she would keep it a secret from
Yeah, why
us.
Would someone on this show keep a secret that they had a friend?
A significant other.
A significant other.
For weeks. I don't know. But so she seemed in better spirits.
So maybe that was it.
That was it. She's being more fulfilled, I am assuming, in her life.
Well, that's good for her.
Yeah, so we're happy.
What's his name?
We didn't ask. We just made sexual innuendo jokes until the show started. If that tells you what our mentality is.
Yes. So she was totally. No wonder she didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like we were like, oh, what's his name? What does he do for a living? You know, you guys having fun? You going on dates? We're like, have you seen his penis?
That's what you said?
I think that came out, yes. That's what. If you listen to last week's show, I think it started off with her saying penis.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what we were talking about right before the show started, and she said, we can't talk about this. I'm like, all right, penis.
Okay.
Then I told her to stop saying that word because it was awkward.
Well, now we've let the cat out of the bag for Aaron.
We can cut this out.
Well, why would we do that?
I don't know. She's not going to listen to the show. It doesn't matter.
It's not going to matter.
And if she does listen to the show, all the better for us, because we need another download.
That's right. That's right. She should totally download the show.
Kiwi says we're mean to her.
No, we are not mean to Erin.
We love Erin. She's awesome.
It was totally okay for us to talk about her boyfriend.
Nick is mean to Erin.
Nick is pretty mean to Erin.
Not us. And when I say us, I'm pointing to me and Adam, this computer.
That's right. All I did was mention that she has a boyfriend.
And though she's probably going to be mad at you.
That's okay.
I'm going
to
text her.
She doesn't talk to me ever.
I'm going to text her right now.
Like, she literally never talks to me.
Like, in the show or, like, when you see each other face to face?
Well, ever. In the show, she'll talk every now and again to me, but, like, she'll talk to you guys a lot, but not me.
Well, it's because she can see us. I think for most people, it's awkward to talk to a silhouette.
Gotcha.
So, as soon as you get the webcam and we can see you, and you put a green screen...
Yes, I will not be having a webcam.
Put a green screen behind you so you can be in any location that you want.
Well, that I might do.
So then when you...
Or if I could get some cat posters.
Yeah, exactly. They hang in their posters.
Right. If I could get those, I'd totally do it.
Yeah,
she'll probably be mad at me, but that's okay.
Or if you could at least put a picture on your avatar of you doing a thumbs up or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So maybe then she'll talk to you more.
I think I could do that.
She'll talk to you more if she can see you. And we're working on, folks, I don't know how much money it costs, but I think we're going to get a phone number so you can actually call us.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know. I have never...
I guess we got to get that before show 69 for Kiwi to call.
Yes. Kiwi says, I guess she said, I don't know, I've never made any of my girlfriends look like hussies, LOL. In our defense, Adam, do we have a defense?
I don't know that we do. I don't know that we've ever made her look like one.
That's true. We've only accentuated what she has told us.
Correct.
Accentuated, correct. Is that the right word?
I think so. We've exaggerated?
We maybe exaggerated a bit, and we may have... just continued to talk about it. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
So every time we talk about the monorail.
That's right.
That makes Kiwi mad.
She had sex on the monorail, people.
And you know what? More power to her. If I could,
I don't know how she did it, first of all, but...
With a dude, I'm pretty sure. Insertion. If I could have sex on the monorail with a lady, preferably my lady, I would... If I can go,
preferably.
Lori still doesn't believe the monorail story. Well, Lori, you were never you were never in the college program at Disney, so so things have happened on monorails. I would ask Charlie, but I don't want to know.
Yeah,
I'm sure she's not even listening anymore. The Epcot, yes, it's the Epcot monorail, Lori.
Gotcha.
It's the Epcot monorail. It was like, what, it's a 10-minute ride. It was empty in the middle of the day. There's plenty of time to get what you need to get done, especially with that that type of motivation.
Yeah. And then every now and again, they stop it on tracks for testing.
Boo-boo.
Right.
We're going to hold here for traffic. What?
So there was probably time to do it.
Yes. Okay, Charlie.
Oh.
She says, monorail, ?? Yes, I am listening, and my lips are sealed. The tales I could tell.
Oh my God, we got to get Charlie on the phone.
Well, look at the phone. That's going to be a long distance.
Oh.
Well, we can get her on the Skype. Maybe not today. And maybe she wouldn't want to because her voice could be recognized. And
we'll make her British accent.
Well, you make her use a British accent. Very, all right. We'll have to change her name for the next show whenever I repeat everything she says.
Right, perfect.
So no one will know who she is. Though she is going by a different name anyways, but I think most people would be able to guess that.
We could just call on our cellular phones, and then I'll just interpret.
You'll sound exactly like this, by the way, if you're on your cellular phone.
See?
I want to hear stories, but I don't want to hear stories. You know what's? You know how that is, Adam?
No.
No? You just want to hear stories?
No, if I wanted to hear a story, I'd hear a story.
But see, I want to hear stories, but at the same time, I'm going to have to face some of these people at work.
That's what makes it funnier.
So I'm going to walk into work and look at him and go, yep.
I know what you did.
I know what you done did. I also know what someone did who I work with last week, and she's in a bit of trouble.
Because of something she did at work?
No, while she was out and about.
What'd she do, Dave?
I probably shouldn't talk about it, though it is in
You can't say that and then not talk about it, Dave.
It is in the newspaper.
None of us know who the hell she is.
No, well, this... no, but I may have some listeners who may or may not know who she is. So I probably...
If they know who she is, they know what she did.
I guess that's true. Just drunk and disorderly and assaulting a police officer, that's all.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. Just 48 hours in a cell.
In the drunk tank.
48 hours. Well, she's a foreign person as well, so it took money. It took a little while for her to get bail. It was like $1,600 or something like that. But apparently, she assaulted a police officer. But you know what? If you're going to go out big, you better, that's the way to go.
Go big or
go home, and she may be doing both.
That's right. Oh, she's going home. She went too big.
So, but I don't know the full details of the story. I just know that I tried to look up her mugshot when I was at work today, and it didn't come up. Her story did, but her mugshot did not. Good times. Good times. AWOAPodcast@gmail.com is our email address. You can send us emails during the week, and I will read them. And I, just in case you would know or not, I check my emails every day in hopes to read something.
He does.
But all I get are ads from Mixlr, which I love, Mixlr.com. Heart, big heart for Mixlr.com. Kiwi wants to hear stories till we... I want to hear stories till we tell you stories, then you lose your nerve. Spill, I can't spill. I have to wait until I know all the details. Then I can spill the rest of that story. But it's a little too soon. It's too fresh. It's too fresh. Facebook us. Join us on our Facebook page. Join the fun of reading the articles about what the stupid things we talked about. You can find us on you can find us at the A-Team.
That's right.
I am Hannibal. Adam is obviously B.A. Baracus.
B.A. Baracus.
You're obviously B.A. Baracus.
Clearly.
Nick is the face man.
Yeah. No, he's got to be Murdoch.
He's Wildman Murdoch, sorry. And who's the face man?
Sarah.
Sarah's the face man?
Yeah.
All right, Sarah's face lady. And Aaron's that reporter that follows him around.
That's right.
Doo-doo.
April
O'Neil. No, that's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, so after that, rate us 5 stars on
iTunes.
That's
right.
All 5 stars. And if you liked, or 3 stars for What's Your Name's Kids.
For Robin's kids.
Robin's kids. Stars. No, 5 stars for her kids, too. We appreciate her.
Yeah,
kids.
I give them 5. They're good kids.
They're good kids. And write us a review about something. It'd be funnier if you wrote us a review about it, something else entirely.
That would be funny. Like, they wrote out the review of Forrest Gump.
Yes. If you do that, that would be fantastic. So give us 5 stars and download and tell your friend. Oh, Mikey. Thank you, Matt. Mikey would be the face man.
Yeah, totally.
I totally forgot about him. So let's see. We've got the website. AWOAPodcast.wordpress.com. So Charlie, I could have nothing to tell you, but now I've got you suspicious. Shut up. Charlie, I know there's things that happen at work.
Just trying to dangerous story.
She's trying to change the subject. I know things happen at this company.
Yep. Yeah.
Especially in Norway. Okay, so awoapodcast.wordpress.com. That's our official website. If you want to read what we've, you know, the little blurgs, what we talked about, blurgs, you can do that. The Mixer page, I hit that, right? And our email, awoapodcast@gmail.com. Or awoapodcast@yahoo.com. I haven't been there in a long time. The Facebook page. You can find us on Stitcher, right? You can,
that's right.
You can listen to us mobily on Stitcher. Adam, do you have anything to talk about in the upcoming week?
Well, I had our big awards ceremony last night for the community theater, and I did not win anything.
But it was nice just being nominated?
It was. To see all of the other lame shows and think, wow, really? I wasn't better than that?
This bullshit won and not me?
It's always very funny to see that. But I got to wear a fancy dress, so that I got to wear a tuxedo, which is always very fun.
You got to wear a fancy dress. That's awesome. Man, you are breaking up completely now, so it's a good time to leave.
Oh, sorry. It's because I was telling you guys that next week I'll tell you about my...
Tell us about your what?
My lady
friend. Your lady what?
Friend.
Oh, your lady friend.
Yep.
That took too much energy to get out just now.
Right.
All right, we'll talk about your lady friend if that's what you'd like to talk about. Kiwi saying night, I'll see you next week. Lori said goodnight. I'm going to say thank you very much to producer Rob, who helped us on the webpage today with giving us information on there and for telling us to move along at appropriate points. Thank you very much, Adam, for calling in. Nick is on assignment with some friends, so hopefully next week he'll have something to talk about. Erin is on assignment at work. Hopefully next week she'll have something to talk about. Maybe we'll talk about her boyfriend and penises. Sarah.
I hope that she's not too mad at me.
Well, she'd be more mad at me than anything else. Don't worry.
You sure?
Always.
It'll be pretty funny if she's mad at me, don't you think?
Because then she'd finally talk to you.
So true.
Or give you the cold shoulder or more.
Oh, yeah, I wonder if she'll just totally ignore me. Like, if I say things, she'll be like, Dave, tell Adam he's an idiot.
SarahPrettyFun.blogspot.com, I think, is the website. Big things coming. Sarah's been sewing like a crazy fiend, so hopefully she's going to start selling her wares. She's making baby or children's clothes as well as other things. If you want other things sewn, give her suggestions. Maybe she'll sew them. Matt asked earlier how my interview went for the week. I'll talk about it further next week. I think it went well. I think it went well, but I want to wait until I hear some sort of response
which should be by next week.
I should have some sort of response about how well it went, so hopefully by next week I'll know something. Adam, you did not listen to all the pre-show music. But
I didn't.
Everything in the pre-show music was live.
That was the theme?
That was the theme.
Oh, did you play the live version of Holiday Road?
Holiday Road. I did not. Since I knew no one would be listening, I played Iron Maiden's Be Quick or Be Dead, Oasis, some might say, Come On, Come On by Cheap Trick, Circle Sky by the Monkees, and the last song on there was Fields of Athern Rye. That was The Off-Kilter Knot, Weird Al.
Oh, good.
And for the last song, Adam, I will leave it up to you. I was going to play a song, but now I'm going to leave it to you. I've got a couple of choices here.
What are my choices?
I've got Rush, A Passage to Bangkok.
Night in Bangkok and my heart
That's not it at all.
No?
Okay. Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Okay.
Blues Collar Suicide by Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. Message in a Bottle or The Old 97s with 19.
Let's go Def Leppard. Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Nice, because that was the song that was all queued up.
Yeah, good.
Oops. And though Bangkok, just Passage Bangkok started instead. All right, let's start that.
I don't think I know the song, so I'm glad we went to Pour Some Sugar.
Yes. So on behalf of the rest of this exciting team, we want to thank everyone for listening in. We love every last one of you. Especially to you, Lori and Kiwi and Robin and Charlie and Matt and that Kevin guy who was with us for a few minutes.
That's right, for like 2 minutes.
And Lori, who was here earlier. We all love you. We want you to pour some sugar on us. What?
What?
See you, Adam.
See you.
See you. See you. See you. See you. See you. See you. See you.